Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Being able to record Peppermint Kisses and the new EP because obviously the world is still dealing with coronavirus right now. And yes. I was planning initially on recording the project at a studio in Indianapolis, which is where I'm from. And we had studio time booked in May. But at that point, you know, coronavirus was still a very new thing. And, you know, we were all completely in lockdown. So my studio time kept getting pushed back and pushed back. And then finally, the guy who owned the studio was like, hey, I just don't know if we're going to be able to record this project at all because it just doesn't look like we're ever going to be able to reopen until all of this COVID stuff subsides. And so my guitarist and I kind of had to come up with a bit of an alternate plan. And we ended up recording the entire EP in our newly built home studio in my apartment/house here in Cincinnati. So it was a really fun process to actually be able to record in the comfort of my own home with my friends. It was a new experience for me, and it just felt really good and it felt right. And I think that good vibes feeling kind of comes off when other people listen to the music as well.
Without question, the vibe that I get from you is that the recording process for you was very organic. It was very natural. And I think that's a beautiful experience, because everyone's mind is at one. Everyone's on that same type of vibe. And I wanted to ask you, because as far as friends, associates, I made a comment, because they had an opportunity to listen. They actually tuned my staff on to you. And I said, okay. Let me have a listen. And the first thing that caught me, I said, I'm a huge classic Hollywood movie buff. I mean, really, really huge. Your demeanor, your looks, you remind me so much of classic Hollywood. And then to hear your voice, and it transcends to, my Lord, the Cotton Club type of vibe, that kind of vibe with Billie Holiday. And it's just a beautiful experience. And then to hear that you come from Indiana, and I said, wait a minute, have you been reincarnated? When did such that kind of that type of azure was implemented into you, because it just comes to you naturally through your voice?
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, it's actually funny that you say that, because I would consider myself pretty much inspired by old Hollywood and like the 40s, 50s era, pretty much my entire life for as long as I can remember. And I think that love for like classic Hollywood, it kind of stemmed from movies, actually. My dad really loved like old black and white movies. And from the time I was a really young kid, I remember, you know, my siblings and I watching these really classic films that were really quite old and not like typical movies for like young kids to be watching. Like, cause you know, I feel like younger kids are usually like, oh, this is boring. This is in black and white. Like, this isn't a new movie with like new stars, you know? So I just kind of, it instilled a love for, you know, classic Hollywood music and, you know, just overall vibe in me. So I definitely have a love for all things old Hollywood, that's for sure.
Well, it definitely resonates through your looks and also through your music. I mean, I'm thinking of the Rat Pack. I'm thinking of just, it was a whole different kind of vibe, you know, the storylines, even the music that accompanied the music. It was natural. It was pure.
Yeah.
And then to listen to you, wow, that takes me back to a very simple time. I wanted to ask you, where do you find your inspiration, or what inspires you to sing? Is it you can be in a particular place, or just at the drop of a dime, you may see something, and something that may cause you to inspire you to start writing your music?
Well, you know, I think it definitely depends on the song and the situation, but I do find myself consistently writing about my own personal experiences as well as the people around me. I'm a very, I would consider myself very observant, and I like to just kind of sit back and observe, you know, my life and the lives of other people. And I think that just the experience of being human and being, you know, a person alive on this planet gives us so many opportunities to be inspired. There's so many stories to pull from. And so I guess really what just inspires me as a whole is just the idea of humanity and the courses of our lives, you know?
What would you consider yourself, more of a storyteller or a reporter?
I don't know. I actually have never thought about that. I would say I don't know why, but I guess I would consider myself less of a storyteller and more of a, I guess just like telling people how it is, like for me. And I guess it's just about being open and being able to share my experiences in hopes that somebody else will be like, oh, wow, I've experienced that same thing. I can relate to that. I guess I'm just wanting to create connection with music more than anything.
Well, I've always said music is the strongest connection. You can build so many bridges, touch so many souls. You can turn a smile, turn a frown upside down. Thought-provoking
exactly.
Music, but lyrical content. For you at any time, does it get a little bit overwhelming because you have received such praise about your vocal prowess, your music, and your style of music? And I've seen some things on your Instagram page where the feedback has been incredible. We love your music. When is a new EP going to be out? So forth and so forth. Does it get overwhelming sometimes for you?
You know, I think that anybody's job at any point in time can get a little overwhelming, you know? Like, I mean, no matter what you do, whether it's like, you know, you're an executive or, you know, a radio host or, you know, in fashion design or modeling or whatever, I think, you know, we all have a tendency to kind of get in our own heads more than anything and put pressure on ourselves. And sometimes I do find myself doing that, you know, and just kind of overthinking the process and my musical process as a whole and being like, oh, are people going to relate to this? Or are people going to like this or that? Or what do people want to hear? And I think that really what kind of grounds me overall when I start feeling like I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself is just reminding myself that the more me that I put into my music and the more organic and truthful that I am with my audience as a whole, the more I am, you know, being vulnerable and showing people that, you know, I'm human. Sometimes I make mistakes, you know, sometimes there are songs that you might not like as well as another song, but at the end of the day, like, we're all just human, and that's the beauty in it, I guess. I just kind of try to remind myself that perfection isn't really the goal. It's more of being authentically and truly myself.
It also comes across, just to me as an observer, that you're your own worst critic. And when you released the 2019 EP, Oh My Sweetest Dreams, what are your expectations for the new EP, Necessity?
Well, I guess I've always said about my music is that I, more than anything, am wanting people to find a little bit of peace or a little bit of an escape when they listen to my music. And so I've always, it's just my hope for this new EP that people can listen and find some sort of escape if they're feeling like, oh my God, my day just isn't getting any better and, you know, everything's going wrong, that they can turn on my music specifically to pull themselves out of that mindset. Because I know that's what music is to me. Like when I'm not having the best day or when I don't feel like I'm in the best headspace, the first thing that I do is I turn on an album that I know is going to put me in a better mood. Or I listen to some music that is relatable to my current situation so that I can feel like, okay, I'm not the only person experiencing this. So I guess more than anything, I'm wanting people to really read into my intentions with the music and the songs and to be able to find something relatable, to find something that sticks out to them, something that will make their day a little bit better, and to be able to use my music as that escape route when life isn't all the greatest things and you're just feeling kind of weighed down. I've always wanted that to be, you know, my overall goal with music. So I'm hoping that some people will listen to this music and feel like their day is better because of it.
Is something that you said earlier that really stuck with me, and I want all the listeners to really understand, is that when you said, you know what, I'm a human. I go through my ups and downs. And you said, I get in my own head sometimes. And I think a lot of listeners and a lot of supporters think that just because you're an artist or a movie star or you're in the limelight, that they kind of separate and like they think of you not being human, that you don't go through the same issues like everybody else does. And I really appreciate you conveying and say, hey, look, I go through the same things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said, and as you said before, music is a fantastic escapism. Whatever you're going through, you can find that particular song that can just motivate you and turn your whole mindset into something very special. And speaking of very special, for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're joined today by the super talented Emmeline, Lord have mercy, new hit single, Peppermint Kisses. Can you tell the listeners about the new single?
Absolutely. So Peppermint Kisses was kind of my brainchild for a long time. I am a very big believer that if you can come up with a catchy or really memorable title to a song. So I tend to write my song titles before I actually write the songs themselves. And so the name Peppermint Kisses was in my notebook for a while under my little song inspiration song title category. And, you know, I had been really wanting to write a song that kind of embodied the full concept of like being in love and being like fully and truly in love, but putting like a different spin on it where it's not just, you know, being like, oh, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, but to kind of throw in that aspect that like gets your senses kind of into it by thinking about peppermint kisses and what that means to you and how that sounds, how that makes you feel, you know? And so I wrote the song title, and I really, really wanted to write a song called Peppermint Kisses for a couple months, and actually, I had a little bit of a brain block on it, and I was like, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, because it's just such a unique idea that I was like, oh, this is going to be really hard to write. And then finally, one day, I was just kind of sitting around at home, hoping that song inspiration would just hit me, which rarely happens, but in this specific case, it did, and I wrote the chorus just like that. In like 60 seconds or 2 minutes, it just came out of me, and I was like, this is it. Like, I have my springboard, and I went ahead and wrote the rest of the song with the help of my guitarist, Ryan Mondak. We co-write a lot of songs together, and so he played a really important role in the creation of this song specifically, because that guitar... melodic guitar lick that you hear in the intro and then throughout the verses was kind of his brainchild. So incorporating both of our ideas on this song, I think, really made it special. And so far, everybody's really been loving it, which has been super encouraging to me. So, yeah, that's kind of the story behind it.
Well, let's get into it. The new hit single, of course, from Emmeline. Peppermint Kisses, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Your every inch. You're irresistible, and I know why. 'Cause your lips taste like peppermint. I love it when you pull me in and kiss me slowly. You're all I ever need. 'Cause even with one single touch, you sure know how to make me blush. This is what I've been missing. Just peppermint kisses. La da 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 dee. Your peppermint kisses. How do you do what you do? All the things you do to me. You make me believe that loving you is my destiny. But if I try to walk away, just one look from you is all it takes. Life without you, baby, would be a mistake. 'Cause your lips taste like peppermint. I love it when you pull me in and kiss me slowly. You're all I ever need. 'Cause even with one single touch, you sure know how to make me blush. This is what I've been missing. Your peppermint kisses. Your hands, my thighs, your soul in mine. Forever intertwined. You're the highlight of my life. 'Cause your lips taste like peppermint. I love it when you pull me in and kiss me slowly. You're all I ever need. 'Cause even with one single touch, you sure know how to make me blush. This is what I've been missing. Your peppermint.
Peppermint Kisses, Emmeline, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the new single is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And while you're there, make sure you pick up the 2019 EP, All My Sweetest Dreams. And you can also pre-order the new EP, of course, Necessities. That will be available on October the 2nd, but make sure you go ahead and do the right thing and pull in the early purchase for that so you can get it. My queen, it has been an honor, long overdue, on having you on the show. This is your home away from home, and when this pandemic is over, hopefully very soon you'll come down to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio and perform.
Yes, that would be awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, and I cannot wait to get my hands on that new EP. Lord have mercy. Much continued success, and keep writing from the heart. And, hey, your blessings are right around the corner, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. The super talented Emmeline, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Got to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be the boss. But while I got you here, like Linus, safe and sound, comfy and cozy, let's get into some more Emmeline with Sweetest Dreams here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Walking with your hand in mine on the cotton candy sky. You have my attention in this different dimension. Oh, I'm feeling butterflies. I belong. You're behind the words in every song. Oh, it's you that makes me feel like I'm alive. In another place, in a different time, all my sweetest dreams are made of you. All my sweetest dreams are made of you, baby. Yeah, all my sweetest dreams are made of you. All my sweetest dreams, you know that all my sweetest dreams, all my sweetest dreams, all my sweetest dreams are made of you.
Like a sunny day, giving birth with no pain. Just like a Christmas morning or an eagle soaring. Or like some lemonade on a lazy Saturday. now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angel? Do I understand what I've really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me of you. And everything that makes me feel good, yeah, it reminds me of you. Like a seat in first class with a champagne glass. Or like some brand new clothes from the finest store.
It reminds me of you.
Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angel? Do I understand what I really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me of you. And everything that makes me feel good, yeah, it reminds me of you. Everything in this world that's good,
so good,
it reminds me of you.
It reminds me.
LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also the same handle for Facebook, but a different little twist on Instagram. I'm sorry, on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. It's definitely been a beautiful experience again. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity and allowing the teddy bear to provide a form of escapism with a little bit of cognac and cigar music. Lord have mercy. I want everyone to have a safe weekend. Take care of one another. Reach out, call family, call friends, see how they're doing. We're all going through this same thing, but you know what? We're going to groove through this. It's going to be a beautiful 2021, I promise you. So from my heart to yours, God bless. And as in always, keep it soulful, especially when you're vibing with the teddy bear. Yes, Lord, cognac and cigar music here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
We have been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right. Can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice and thoughts. I guess I ought to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill.
I need to chill.
But then I see you smile, and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore, and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out some of your. Some of you.
Summertime.
Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul. 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 work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore, and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out some of your, some of you, summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul.